It was here that were found the well-preserved burials of some children. There was a fetus close to term, and three children less than 4 years old. What is interesting is that none of the bones from the hands or feet of the children have been found. Also, all have one or more major bones missing, and the fetus is only represented by its leg bones. There are no teeth or cut marks on the bones. So why do you think these bones are missing? The burials are another reason why Velaspila's archaeology is unique. We have the only examples of children's burials in Mesolithic Croatia, and also the only example in that of the adult male of secondary inhumation, where a grave is opened for a purpose and then the body reburied. We can only wonder why his larger bones were deliberately removed. What happened to them, and what might have been the rites which accompanied this? Hopefully, more burials will be found and their excavation thoroughly recorded so that scientific research might help to answer these questions. Turn your gaze to the mouth of the cave. Can you imagine it with all the detritus gone, almost level with where you are standing now? Between us and the entrance, the huge rocks fallen from the roof. What might have happened then?